Blog Talk Radio.
Boy meets girl, you were my dream, my world, but I was blind. You cheated on me from behind, so
hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath on Blog Talk Radio. And for the first time ever, we're live on Twitch. So if y'all not familiar with Twitch, normally you have like gamers on there. They play games, or you have other channels on here that just shows like a lot of other activities that's going on, like, of course, like gaming, fitness, sports, and all that other stuff. And you can. Yeah. Oh, man. But, anyways, some people make their living off of Twitch, which they can't make money out of Twitch. So that's one of the benefits that you can, like, they probably would have you, like, donate or something on Twitch and things like that. Or if you want to, like, do, like a show and you want to get, like, proceeds to, like, send to, like, a fundraiser or something like that, you can do that on here, too. So that's kind of, like, the big benefits on Twitch. So most likely, it'll be every Monday around the same time that we're going to do this on Twitch. And there may be other shows that may be done here on Twitch, but right now we don't know, and y'all probably will be informed, like, the last minute, or at least know, like, a day before that something like this happens. But for people that's, like, that's listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, we do have a number if y'all want to call just to talk about wrestling, or you had, like, questions about wrestling and things like that. I'm going to give y'all the number. It's 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. And plus, with people on Twitch, it's like, people view it, if they got, like, something to say on here about, it could be tonight's Raw or this past Friday night on SmackDown, AEW show this past Wednesday, or I can't even talk about NXT because I didn't see much of it. But what I did see was something interesting that they did. What they did was they put a triple threat match for the North American Championship. I was going to say United States for some other reason, but we'll get to that later. But it'll go with Keith Lee versus Johnny Gargano versus Finn Balor. So the winner of that match that's coming on this Wednesday will face Adam Cole for the title. It'll be champion versus champion, title for title, in 2 weeks' time. So, what's that? Right. It has been done. Let's see. Has it been done more than once? I'm trying to think, because I think Cena and Seth Rollins was involved in that title for title. It was sometime in SummerSlam of, I'm trying to think, what's it, 16 or something like that? Not sure, but I know they had a title for title in that one, and Seth ended up holding both the United States title and WWE title. And he did lose the United States title like a month later to John Cena again. So I think this would be, because any other time I haven't heard like that type of match like happening. But if it did, it'd probably end up in like a disqualification or something like that. I said if it did happen more than that, I wouldn't know. I'm talking about more than I just mentioned that. I meant to say WrestleMania 6 as well. Yeah, I know. You mentioned that on here already, and that's why I was trying to correct it. Well, with them, with NXT, then we know if they're going to have a pay-per-view in August. So that would probably be their next pay-per-view, and they don't even know if they're going to have in August. Because the last one they put to have before the one they had this month was on WrestleMania weekend, which they replaced just having WrestleMania for 2 days instead of one. Which I know that kind of sucked for them, but that's what happened. But then again, this would be the third time, I should say, that they're doing this. If they done it, like, more than that happened at SummerSlam and WrestleMania 6, I don't know if it did. If it did, I think it probably ended up, like, in disqualifications or stuff like that, that the titles haven't changed or something like that. Right. Yeah, they got tag team titles. Oh, just the North American and NXT title, yeah. Doing the only two. No. The current champion is a heel, and Johnny Gargano is a heel as well. Finn Balor is kind of like in between, so like a tweener. But anyways, I know we're gonna talk about some news, but like, what's going on with in the wrestling, not just any wrestling, but just wrestling today with just a lot of stuff, like, you know, you have molestations and you have some of the women wrestlers had been abused by male wrestlers, and you have bullying going on, like people bullying others and vice versa. Right, right. He is right, but I know there's some, because a lot of people got called out on it in the wrestling business. Like, I think Joey Ryan was one. Jack Gallagher, who just got fired a few days ago by WWE. There's a few. I know there's a few guys in the WWE. NXT UK that got called off on that. Joe Coffey, and it was somebody else I can't remember. There was a few more people too that I just can't remember that was in the that scene. Indie wrestler David Starr was one of them too. Familiar with that guy, but I think he does travel all over the world. Yeah. So. Right. But with all these accusations going, and especially what just popped up today was, it wasn't like they hadn't met, but they kind of, Sammy Guerrero, that's in AEW, has been suspended for, like, his earlier comments. He said in a WWE tryout, from what I found out, that he wanted to rape Sasha Banks. So he did apologize to her on what she said, well, for what he said. Right. So AEW did suspend him, and he's going to sensitivity training. So, for people that was thinking that he got fired, no, he didn't get fired or anything like that. So that didn't happen. So like I said, it's just getting crazy, and especially like some of the you have, what, trying to think of that one guy's name, Buck Saxophone or something like that, was dating a 14-year-old, and he ended up getting caught, got arrested, and is in jail right now. Probably won't be able to work for like for an indie company again. There's been a lot of that stuff just going on out there. And I think it's all like kind of woken up from, you know, with the racism stuff. Like, of course, everybody knows about the George Floyd incident, and it kind of like really sparked it up. Like, it just really ignited, like Hazel said, it really ignited a lot of people. And although, like, this was going on for a very long time, but it's like, it just never ended. From watching this movie over the weekend, 13, although we're going off of the resident subject, but just something we need to talk about. Something like 13th that you can watch on Netflix, kind of shows that, you know, they might have ended slavery, but a lot of black people still got treated like they were a criminal or just haven't been treated fairly since then. And it's still going on today, man. That's why people are out here. It's just, there's so much of a...
government who are younger. Everybody is pretty much in office, in like the main offices and everything, are people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, they probably lived through like.
They're part of that generation who, you know, whose families, especially the good old Southern boys,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, black servants. That we call it, we're performed servants, if that's what they would be defined as, that they received a wage. Not that it was a livable wage, but that's why black kids, they go to school past the age of like 12 or 13, better go to work.
Oh, wow. So they didn't have like the child labor laws in effect at that time. Oh, wow.
That's the reason why, as much as people, you know, say about hating Wisconsin and Illinois and everything, that's why so many people moved up north. It's because the north was freer, I would say free, but freer than the south was.
Yeah, it is. That is true, and like my grandparents did came from the south and moved here. So did my grandma and my grandfather, kind of like back and forth here in Wisconsin and back to Mississippi. But my, because both my grandfathers are dead, like one came from Mississippi and one came from Tennessee. And although my mom was like living, like grandma, I should say, was living here in Milwaukee, and she just suddenly, like, I guess after my grandfather died. Yeah, she did. This is my grandma on my father's side. My cousin used to stay down there, but he's in New York, so I don't know who else is down there where with her. Does she got some sisters? She probably does. I never met them. So that I wouldn't know. But just the overall of it is just.
Okay, if you really want to learn a bit more about more about what it's like living in the 50s and 60s in America or sort of the South and being a person of color. Watch the movie called The Help.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's another.
That is a damn good movie. Funny as hell in places, absolutely sad and tragic in others, but it tells what it is.
Yeah, that's true. So look out for that movie. It's just like David just explaining in this other movie, The 13th. Like,
that's more of a document.
It's, I know. It's something that I think like some people should watch too.
Oh, I made you watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And I know it upset you greatly, some of the things that, you know, you could relate to your own life and the stuff, right?
Right. Which is true. But just all this stuff that's going on today just kind of is stuff that's in wrestling. So that it's just like if a lot of people would like to like speak out on it, they should just speak out on it. And it's crazy because you also got like the male wrestlers that saying that they were touched by male wrestlers and things like that. I guess they've seen a few of it that happened in Wisconsin too, but didn't say who, but we know a few people as well that did that. But this is overall just like Matt Riddle had a girl accuse him of molesting her. Him, he's like accusing him of molesting her. From he got like a I guess a document from his lawyer just saying like he has to change his number a lot of times from this woman, and he nearly put a restraining order against her, and it was just all crazy and just hadn't make any sense or whatnot.
Let's see, the FC is I'm not because they're probably who will say this, that, and the other.
Right. Yeah, that is true. But
somebody provides, right? I'm gonna throw my mic.
Right.
And this is the
Right. Because, like, what other cases we can put an example on that, you know?
And her parents found out she had sex with a black guy, and they just wouldn't have it. And was threatening to take her out of the school or something like that. So she came out and said that she was raped by the guy, the other black guy. And the principal of the guys were arrested. They were taken to jail. They lost their school places, took them from scholarships and such. And the girl eventually came out and said, she had lied. So in the meantime, these four guys had lost their football careers. They'd lost, you know, every piece of their future that could have made them successful, get them out of the situation they were in because of a female and her lies, because she didn't want to tell daddy the truth. And that's why people are also saying there's got to be more, what's it called? Consequences. For women who make false reports to the police, or anybody who makes false reports to the police by that.
Yeah, you're right. Like, more of it should be done with that situation. Right. Did they do that to somebody? Like, they punished some girl like that as well?
Remember that girl? They did actually, there was that girl, remember, who pulled her boyfriend into the school.
Oh, yeah.
But there was actually a situation, I was right, there was a situation where a girl was made false report, and when it was found out that she had lied completely, then she was charged by the police.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I was wondering that something like that actually, you know, happened.
But to me, when you make a report as heinous as a rape or assault or something, and you lie, then you're guilty of rape and assault. There's a difference if the person found not guilty in court, okay? I'm not saying that. If this kind of proof that you just down and out lied about it, you need to, you know, there needs to be problems.
Right.
You can't be allowed to fuck up someone's life, sorry, like that.
Well, you know, like some people do anyway, and just.
It takes pressure out.
Exactly. Really, like people that could be still hiding their past too, and they just can't admit stuff. So, you know, that's going on.
You know, everybody's got a past, but, you know, everybody's got things in their past, but, you know, proud of that. Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, they don't take their part. You know, men think that they can take advantage of the situation. There's got to be consequences for people's actions and for their choice.
Right. Just hopefully, you know, more people come out and say what happened to them and just let it be known. And just let the people that done this not get away with it, or at least be confronted by other people. But, anyways, I'm just going to read you some of the news that, that was by, you know, certain, see if they're still on here. let's see, Jordan Devlin and the Daryl from NXT UK. Like, from what he said, for like, like, he's going to address, like, his situation. And he's working with a legal team to see what he's going to do from there. The current story has been released by Violet O'Hara. Claire Michelle Oldfield is neither accurate or true. It's completely false accusation, and while I've done other things in my life I didn't regret, this isn't an accurate or truthful portrayal of events. This is something I strongly deny, and it's something I've been in the process of speaking to a legal team about. So that was going on. I didn't know it was Jordan Devlin, but I knew it was like some other people that was in NXT that was like in trouble for that. You know, that's what, aka, it used to be Emma on WWE. I'm just going to read what she said. She's been abused as well. Like, that's just insane and just crazy. Let's see. Ooh. See who else. Like I did mention earlier about Joey Ryan, Conco Khan is another one that they made accusations to. And let's read his response. If nobody don't know who Conco Khan is, he's also an indie wrestler, and he also did work for Impact Wrestling. I don't know if he still do. Let's see. Oh, yeah, he's not with them anymore. Okay. So when he was 19, very new to wrestling industry, he was part of a match involving himself. Oh, this any wrestler Carl Bone had said about Conco Khan. I thought that was Conco Khan was saying it. But sorry about that. He was 19, new to industry. He was part of a match with Conco Khan. It was on his fifth show. He messed up a small spot. When he got back, he scolded me and told me how badly I screwed up, and I felt terrible. Luckily, I took my tail between my legs and went out to sell merch during the mission for the very first time because I just had gotten my own shirt. Well, his own shirt. He sold his first shirt that day, and he was happy that someone would want to buy something from him. He went to the back. Khan started yelling at him the second time. He was upset because he went out during a mission and didn't stay in the back to sell the choke slam. He then demanded that he give him all the money he had made. He explained, that was my first time selling the merch. And he responded with either, oh, wow. Excuse my French. He's like, either show me your gift or give me the money you made off the merch. Ooh, that's bad. He tried to joke with him at East Attention, but stood there with his hands out and pretty, I had to choose. And literally did it in front of the entire locker room. People were watching, laughing, and egging this on as it went on roughly 20 minutes. He never thought in his life that he'll be in a position where he had to do between throwing someone his penis or give them money. Yeah, her story is that how these situations pan out and then want to come out as a, excuse my French, but bitch, to the locker room or it's not getting booked again. So eventually he turned his head, closed his eyes, and opened up his tights, and he scuffled and said he didn't see it or demand still hand him the money anyway. So I did, hoping this would finally be over with. Wow. That is crazy. So, Congo Kong issued a response. He said that we live in a different society than when I started in the business. And back then, it wasn't uncommon to rib rookies. I certainly didn't intend for it to hurt you at all, let alone as bad as it did. I sincerely apologize for hurting you so bad. Our relationship has been up, in and up until now, gave no indication that there was any animosity between us, and it was all hugs and smiles. That I knew of. We worked together since then at my request, and you were taken care of during their matches. If I had a clue you felt like that. Then I definitely would have squashed it in. As I told all of you young ones, I only picked on people I like and see something in. Again, there are my intention to hurt or scar you by any means, and I sincerely apologize. I hope we can pass this out between us like adults. Wow. Yeah, it does. It was just, wow. It's just some of the stuff you don't know what to say about it. Let's see. Candice LeRae issued a statement about Joey Ryan. Let's read that. The NXT star Candice LeRae, who teamed up with Ryan as the world's cutest tag team in pro wrestling, Gorilla, statement about accusations made towards someone she trusted and did not mention Ryan by name. LeRae's friendship with Ryan go way back many years, and Ryan attended LeRae's wedding to Johnny Gargano. I am mortified. I absolutely do not and never had condoned such horrible action. I had zero tolerance of it. The woman he did this to, my heart breaks for you. I trusted this person, reading stories and learning how he acted sickening to me, especially because you were all trusting him too. I can't imagine how you felt. Yeah, there's more. For every woman and man who has been brave enough to speak out, I have nothing but love and respect for you. So, Joey Ryan did issue a statement on his Twitter, but later on he disabled his Twitter account, so he no longer has a Twitter account. But with Joey Ryan, with his gimmick, we should say, it's kind of like it's a sleazy gimmick. Everybody knows that. It's like one of his moves, like when you grab him by the penis, when he it's supposed to grow, then when he moves, you're supposed to flip you over or whatever the case may be. It's just, I never got that. Yeah.
A lazy man, right?
Right, right.
There's a way to do it and remain classy about it. Ric Flair, yeah, it's his low blow. But he never disappointed someone dick or anything. He was the
probably was something that he like agreed to, so I can understand that, yeah.
Where it remains classic. Ravishing Rick Rude was a lady. I mean, every woman wanted him, and, you know, he came out with that spread, the hips, the stuff. You know what I think?
Right.
Or the other ones who got kind of like different types of, but sex appeal with him.
Shawn Michaels another, ain't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't, you know, nothing like that while
you know,
just playing.
Doing a lot of and everything is one thing.
Right.
Because that's when that's when you get the 30 rounds of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, every man's fear in a fight is getting punched in the nuts. Let's be perfectly honest in regards to that. But to actually do it where it's a thing of like grabbing someone by, you know what I mean? And no, that's really bad taste. That would be like a bunch of female wrestlers grabbing each other's titties. Not that a lot of them were mine, but you know what I mean? It's just, there's a way of doing it to stay classy. There really is.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's just like, just what some people do is just like why? Why do like a certain? Oh, sexual chocolate. Yeah. And that he was humping people on the ground when he was kind of like in the when he was lying down. Oh man, it just right. It is. And just hopefully, you know, that person agrees to do that.
Right.
If they agree to do it, that's one thing, but
you can only tell the difference between someone and someone else. Because I don't care how good an athlete you are, if you know the piece is coming because someone pulls something, you can tell by their face.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they do something or say something, be like, uh-uh. And you know what the issue with what Jeff Hardy did, not this past Friday, but the one before, like throwing piss on Sheamus. You know that probably wasn't piss. It was probably with something else.
Right. Yeah. They use that. Basis.
Yep. So, no, if we were throwing an actual piss, you know, the person agreed to it, they'd probably be like, wait, why'd you agree to it? But, it's just more, it's one of those things like, do you agree on one thing, do you agree with another, but also, you don't agree with it or you don't want to do something that somebody tells you what you should do and you don't feel comfortable with it,
never do
it. Right, thank you.
Even, seriously, it's not possible.
Oh, yeah.
They said it would be a minimum of $10,000 donation.
Right.
And but it was a white supremacist. And what did I do?
You didn't take it and explain,
no.
Like, well, who our child was biracial.
My son would have been, well, is a little black boy. But that is, my husband is a black man, so it's not very difficult. My in-laws are black. My best friend is Harry. You know, but even still, even if I was married to a white man, I do have a white son. Okay, even if I was married to a white man, how could I, with what I do, where I say that we help anybody, we help everybody, it doesn't matter what race you are, what color you are, what country you're from, we will help. How could I then stab all those people in the back and take money from a white supremacist?
I just want other people to put money like that.
And I think part of it is because like that particular white supremacist, I even know where they're from.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, you know what that problem is that my Texas bitch? They're about 20 bucks down from this one.
And they didn't get beat up yet. Oh, and Puerto Ricans down there.
But my whole thing is that I was, you know what, I don't, well, this is the way I understand. I could have got 10 grand from this white supremacist. They said they were going to give us donations and presents and items and everything that and all this stuff, okay? And I said no, because I will not, you know, kind of be bought out by white supremacists.
Right.
Then I have, you know, just for argument's sake, and I actually have the woman who keeps dropping off a large amount of wedding gowns.
Right.
Is a black woman who manages Goodwill in Ozark County.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The person who drops it off is a Latino woman to message me saying, I have dresses to sell my soul to the devil. Now, yeah, that, could you imagine where I could have taken that as Mary with 10 grand?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, all the issues that we have in regards to Maddie's family, I could have got a vehicle that was solely for Maddie's family. I could have paid it's like a couple of $1,000s to get the cuddle cot that I want for the hospital where Matthew was born. I could have had this massive advertising campaign because I worked up to how much it would cost to do commercials on Channel 24 and 18, and I could have done that, you know?
I take it commercials like that is a lot.
It's not that expensive. Have the commercial made already yourself to have a spot twice a week during evening hours is like $500.
Oh.
But, you know, I could have had all of that, and I could have made Matthew's memory so big that it would have been based on, to me, dirty money.
Right. Okay. Right, we got like 9 minutes left, and I know we was kind of got off track with, you know, all this stuff, but like we did have to talk about what's going on in the world today because it's affecting everything, like wrestling, basketball, or like sports and just everything, including like race cars,
that
NASCAR.
Yeah,
they did.
The only black driver in NASCAR in the garage where his car set a noose was found hanging. That's where I'm seeing a bit into it because that's actually a highly secure area. So it had to be somebody that works for NASCAR or managed to get in. And so show a sign of unity to their only black driver. All of the drivers, all of the pit crew, all the drivers of their pit crews and everything, escorted him to the front line of the NASCAR race. And if you watch the video thoroughly, they show him where he takes the general off, where he can climb out, and he drives. And to me, NASCAR is one of the only sports that really, really stepped up right from the get-go and done something about it. Right away, they got rid of the Confederate flag. Right away, they said, this is what we're going to do, and they donated money. Without any question. Not like, well, we're going to have to sit down and work out what all these policies are going to be. No, they came out and said, this is what we're going to do. You've got any suggestions? Let us know. We're all up for it. That's how you do it. Now, we always joke that NASCAR is like a redneck sport, but they seriously showed everybody how it should be done.
Right. Probably made some more fans out for that.
I mean, I have.
Wait, you like golf?
I like golf. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like golf. But apart from that, you know, they have my upcoming clips where what they see that's a fun effect.
Right. Well, let's get off the subject and let's talk about wrestlers of the week. So I know we probably won't have much time to talk about AEW, but I'm probably just going to talk about one match that I saw last week where I think it's MJF went against Billy Gunn. It was a good match, and MJF did win that match. And you know, Asuka with the champion keeping her streak alive against Nia Jackson. Plus the, you know, it was a draw with their match at Extreme Rules on last Sunday. Not like this past Sunday, but Sunday before. So Asuka and MJF are wrestlers of the week for this week. So every Friday right after SmackDown or Saturday, you can start voting for like your male and female wrestlers of the week. So you can pick more than one to vote, and the results will be mentioned on this show. So just go on our Wrestling Fans Speak Out Facebook page, and you will see the poll up there for you to vote. Like, it ends on when we get started with this show. But anyways, talk about like the Raw results. The first 30 minutes they did nothing but talking. With the, it seems like they're getting back to that habit of doing that again, which we said earlier that that just doesn't make no sense for them talking for like 30 minutes. Right. But you always start with the match. But then again, they did let go of Paul Heyman as being like the Raw creative. No, they let him go. Is a Bruce Broussard that plays Brother Love. He's doing both Raw and SmackDown shows now, like being like creative with that. Which, sorry to say, but he's like, you know, just another yes man for Vince McMahon. But Viking Raiders versus Street Profits. Street Profits did retain. Raw Women's Championship. Asuka retained against Charlotte. Yep, everybody cheered. 24/7 championship, although it wasn't much of a match. So Bobby Lashley came in and just beat him up before the bell even rung. But it's 24/7 rules, so it doesn't matter. So Akira Tozawa just came in and pinned R-Truth 1-2-3, and for the second time, he won the 24/7 title. Liv Morgan versus Natalya with Lana. Natalya won by submission. The heel. But did you like her heel turn when her and Beth Phoenix team up? Okay. Women's Tag Team Championship, Sasha and Bayley did defeat the Iconics, and Sasha challenged Asuka for the Raw Women's title, so that's going to happen at the Extreme Rules February. in a non-time United States Championship match with Apollo Crews versus Shelton Benjamin, where Apollo Crews winning. Just wherever stuff that was going on, you know, they had Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio segment, and it seemed like him and Dominik was about to get jumped, but like Aleister Black and God, what's his name? The other guy's name. I can't even think of it at the moment. But I know it'll come to me like the last second. But anyway, they came in and helped him out. Oh, talk about Angel Garza was dealing with the Duke. Yeah, they were cousins. I know. I can't even remember his name. Oh, can't remember. Some of you got to look at WWE.com and stuff and look at it. Anyway, that's all the time we have. We're running out of time. And it already went to recording on Blog Talk Radio, so I apologize about that. Anyways, Hazel will have her show on Wednesday, and I will be on Twitch again on Wednesday, and also will call in during her show on Wednesday as well. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to James. Go see somebody at least. At least some people that want to do something besides you guys. But anyway, so watch for that on Twitch. So I know we're going to be watching the AEW, so we're just going to be up live and talk about that on Twitch. And don't forget, on Blog Talk Radio, there will be Hazel Runs Her Mouth show is 8 o'clock Central. So I'm going to be doing like a back and forth duty on that. So should be interesting. Well, till then, Blog Talk Radio, you'll hear me Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern on Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Until then, see you. But if you don't watch, don't listen then it'll be next week for WFSO Aftermath. And we'll be almost nearly into a new month. So, yeah. Anyways, see you later, Blog Talk Radio, and have fun with wrestling. So, good night, everybody.